hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad standing by. But before we get to them and start diving into the latest dive news and information, I got a special guest on from Caradonna right now. April is with us to help us kick off the show today because she just got back from traveling to Fiji. Fiji Airways, one of our favorite airlines in the world, by the way, they have new service from Dallas to Nandi, the main hub of the Fijian islands. And April just did that that leg, and we wanted to talk about that, find out what the experience was like. So, April, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you for having us, Caradonna, on your show as usual. And I did do a recent trip to Fiji, and it was amazing. Basically, Fiji Airways, like you say, we all love them. Mm-hmm. They have a new direct route from Dallas-Fort Worth, and it's a nonstop flight, 13 hours. Runs three times a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
All right.
So, yeah, that makes for very easy connection.
Especially
right now.
For us mm-hmm. East Coast folks.
Correct. Here.
Like in Florida, usually we have to fly out to L.A. first, hop on their flight there from L.A. And, you know, this cuts the flight time, at least for that long leg, kind of in half. Kind of makes things a little bit more convenient for especially folks on the East Coast of the United States. But God help you if you live in Texas. You got a new leg there in Dallas. And you can be there like, you know, late at night it takes off, I assume, like on a red eye type flight. Isn't that how they do it or what?
Yes. Yeah, it's really convenient now for anyone. And if you're in Texas, it's even better. But yeah. From the East Coast, like you say, it is a red eye nonstop, 13 hours. And they kind of timed it beautifully because you get on the flight and you sleep for 13 hours and right. You wake up in paradise.
They it's springboard you into the new day.
Correct.
You like skip a day. Going and then you gain it back, coming back. I don't know. It's all upside down. You're jettisoning into the future, I think.
Exactly.
It's mm-hmm. a pretty wild experience, but they do such a great job with it. I know a lot of people, if they've never done a long-haul flight like that, they think like, oh my God, be on a plane for 13 hours? That would be torture. I mean, it's remarkable how actually smooth it goes when you do something like that with, especially with Fiji Airways, because they know how to do it. Treat you right, get you rested, feed you some amazing food. And a matter of fact, as soon as you step on the plane, you tell me, did you feel like you were in Fiji as soon as you were greeted with Bula and welcome on board kind of thing or what?
Exactly. So the Bula spirit is right the moment you step on the plane. You can feel the Fijian hospitality. It's really warm. You feel like your Fiji vacation has already started.
Yes.
And yeah. And the whole thing is just kind of like seamless and smooth. Even economy seats have a lot of leg room. The food is great. And you just have enough space to sleep. And you, like I said, wake up in paradise. And for those that don't want to sleep, there's a ton of movies you can catch up on.
Right. They got plenty of stuff to entertain you, but ideally if you fall asleep, and they do a pretty good job, they get you on the plane, you know, after an hour or so, they're feeding you a real nice meal. And after that, you might have a cocktail, which they include, and then you're zonked out. And if you're lucky, you're going to fall asleep for like 8 hours or more. And it'll feel like a 3-hour flight. you know, if you can sleep enough. But if you don't, you know, they got plenty of movies and entertainment to keep you occupied, and as well as the booze. They treat you so much better on Fiji Airways compared to what we're used to, especially in the States. It's kind of sad, our state of affairs. Their economy is like flying business class on most domestic carriers, at least. Fiji is one of my favorite places on the planet, by far. And the fact that Fiji Airways makes it so easy to get to that part of the world, I tell everybody who asks me, hey, Greg, what's your favorite place to dive? Fiji is always in the top five, if not top three, when it comes to diving on the plane, just because the people are so amazing. You know, the service to get there is very easy. You know, Fiji Airways does such a great job getting people there, you know, in comfort and that kind of thing. But just the attraction of the diving there, the colors, the soft coral capital of the world is right there in Fiji. And, you know, you it's one of those boxes as a diver you got to check. Are you with me, April?
Yes, agreed. I'm so glad you brought up the diving now.
Yes.
So yes, besides the Fiji Airways, which is has laid the perfect groundwork to get there, so there's no excuse not to go anymore. Great pricing, seamless travel, excellent. Now, the resorts that I actually did get to experience, I just wanted to cover it real quick. It's really good. When I went to Taviuni, I tried Paradise Taviuni. And they're more like a boutique hotel. The experience is really personal. I love it. The diving is phenomenal. You get to do the Somo Somo Strait. I hope to get all these Fijian words correct.
It's paradise. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So no, but they're known for the Rainbow Reef, which everybody is familiar right now, hearing that word over and over again, but it's worth it. The colors are unbelievable. You have the Great White Wall. The Great White Wall is literally a dramatic 100-foot drop off covered in dense white soft coral. I mean, it's a sight to behold.
Yes. So, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did paradise, and what were the other two?
The other one after that was Coral Sun Resort in Savu Savu.
Yeah.
That's a bigger resort. So it's the other end of the spectrum if you're looking for a bigger resort experience. And that diving was also amazing. They have access to Namena Marine Reserve. There's too many excellent dive sites, but I'm just going to mention one, and because it's something we can all identify with. It's called the Grand Central Station. So that speaks for itself. Grand
right.
Central Station, it means that there is a ton of traffic going in and out.
Right.
And
every fish in the sea converges on this site. Yeah. Coral Sun. Beautiful resort. I stayed in a bungalow up top of the mountain of that resort once, and I looked down over the rainforest and it was like these fruit plats are flying around. It felt like I was in Jurassic Park or something. It was crazy. Great stuff.
Yeah.
And so the third spot was where?
Third spot was a Volley. They're kind of like a great choice in between a boutique hotel and a big resort. They're just like the right niche, right in between. And they are a well-oiled running machine. It is incredible. Yeah. And diving-wise, they're known for Blywater, and you keep hearing soft coral capital of the world, and that's correct.
Yeah.
One of the things that you will get to see a lot will be, of course, the incredible colors of different kinds of coral. And it stands out. For example, there was this dive site called Mellow Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wondering, what am I going to see? You know what? Everything is yellow. It is incredible.
Right. It literally is the colors of the rainbow. I mean, they got everything there. And that's one of my favorite resorts, Volley. The people, the family that runs it are awesome.
Yeah,
they are great. So it sounds like you had an amazing adventure. And I know people listening right now, like, hey, I need to check that off the list for sure. So all you got to do is call up Caradonna or go online, caradonna.com. And you or one of the folks there at the office will set them up and set them straight.
Yes, please do. No excuse not to go to Fiji anymore.
That's right.
Fiji Airways has paved the way.
Thanks, April. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.